Now, Honorable Mendy, we heard reports that Burundi has begun repatriating about 2,300 Congolese back into the country. How prepared is your government to welcome your fellow Congolese back?
Our position is that any Congolese who is willing to come back in his country must be welcomed in our country. But as far as these refugees in Burundi are concerned, we were informed that they are willing to come back, and we really like to welcome them. But we have to work this return together with our counterpart in Burundi, as well as the UNHCR. And we have started discussing the site where they will be accommodated, because the place they are coming from around Uvira is concerned by Kenya 2, the military operation against the Rwandese rebels, the Hutu rebels from Rwanda. That is why the government is busy to find a place where they can be secured. And since the government of Burundi informed us that some of them are very impatient and willing to come without any framework of the government, we decided to close temporarily the border in order to achieve these preparations so that they are welcomed and they are putting in a very secure situation.
You talked about making them safe, especially with some of these rebels who might terrorize them. Will the Congolese National Army be called upon to protect them as you find a place, a safe place for them to inhabit?
It is what we are working for, because they are from a place where the army is busy, you know, trapping these rebels from Rwanda. So this is not such a place you can send returnees. So we want first to arrange another place where they will be accommodated temporarily. But some of them are very impatient, and we need some days to work to secure another place, waiting that Uvira be totally secured by our army.
The process of reintegrating them into the society and then providing for them as they come into the country, how is the DRC government prepared to resettle these refugees after their ordeal?
Yes, we are working for it. This is one of our programs. The program of this government is secure the country and help our brothers and sisters who went abroad or are internally displaced to go back the place they originated from. So we talk of security, we are talking of social reintegration, but first of all, security, because you can't reintegrate people when they are not secured. That is why for those who are willing forcibly to go exactly where they originated, and when we know that the place is not secured because of combat operations that are being handled in the place, we need to bring them in another place to make them safe, and we need some 2 or 3 days to speak with our partners of UNHCR, our partners of MONUC, of Burundi, of course, so that we all can agree to bring them to such a place, and waiting that the place they come from can be secured.
When will the meeting take place, and what is the cooperation between your government, Kinshasa, and Bujumbura?
We are talking with Bujumbura from, I think, 3 days in the level of our new ambassador who is there, Mr. Solomon Banamuhere, and we are talking with the UNHCR that is represented here in Kinshasa, and we think that today or tomorrow the speech have started in the level of government. I think a delegation of our government will visit Bujumbura for to handle this issue.
Honorable, we heard reports that your government is making every effort to resettle these refugees that have been repatriated. Today being Friday, what is your government's line of action?
Yes, a ministerial delegation have been appointed, and it will leave today for Bujumbura to handle discussions with our counterparts of Burundi government. And as far as the UNHCR is concerned, we have started from yesterday discussing with their representatives here in Kinshasa.